Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Morning Mess.
We're going to talk about how Carla's maybe, this is not my words, maybe the worst babysitter ever.
Hey, okay, first of all, the kids are alive and well.
Not my words.
That's not comforting, Carla. They're just alive.
A disaster of babysitting hosted by Carla this weekend. We will discuss and talk about that up next. Morning Mess. So let's discuss Carla's weekend, how people are trying to say you are the worst babysitter ever.
And those people would be wrong because I am great.
So listen,
833-730-6377.
You're either team Pong or team Wrong. Huh? Carla, care to explain?
I was babysitting this weekend for a few hours. Obviously, I don't know any children's games. And I had cups and I had ping pong balls. So it was easy for me to say, do you guys want to play cup pong?
What?
Yeah, like we're just... It's a game.
You played beer pong with children?
Without the beer. So technically, it was super innocent. We had a lot of fun. I taught them how to play, the rules.
How old were the kids?
They were like 7, 9 years old.
Oh my God, Carl, you could have played hide and seek. What?
They're too old for that. This game requires skill.
So put yourself as a parent. If no. Carla was babysitting, she taught your kids beer pong. But there was no beer involved.
No beer involved. Nobody was drinking. I was sober. They were sober. Thank God. And it was just a fun game. Something to do.
All that to say is the parent is family member?
Cousin.
A cousin?
Yeah.
Cousin was upset?
Yeah, but she over-exaggerated. Everything's okay. Fine.
We're taking your calls right now. Are you team Wrong? Absolutely wrong what Carla did while babysitting. Or team Pong? There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, let's talk to Gerald on the line. Gerald, what do you think, bro?
Team Pong.
Yeah.
So, first of all, there wasn't any alcohol involved, right?
Right.
I used to do that as a kid. We used to play, and I turned out fine. Look at me now.
Yeah, you calling up and telling everybody else to teach their kids how to play beer pong. That's what you are.
Okay, so maybe not fine, but I mean, I'm pretty good, and I just think it's a good time. It's good team building, right? I don't know.
There you go, there Gerald. You go.
And how do we know that beer pong didn't come originally from a kid's game that adults kind of added liquor instead of Hawaiian punch?
Exactly. For all we know, this started off with apple juice.
Right.
Which kind of looks like beer.
No, the point is now is the game is now beer pong. You're going to be that hella suspicious auntie or uncle that's teaching the kids how to play a game that they should not be playing until they're at least 21.
It's good, clean fun.
I agree.
And you weren't drunk.
I wasn't. No, I was sober, taking care of these children. And I know that they have, like...
taking care of them? Okay. Teaching a beer pong?
I have one question for you, Carla.
Yes, ma'am.
Did this make the children behave?
Yes.
Were they cooperative?
Yes.
Did it make your night easier?
Yeah.
Did they go to bed happy?
Yeah.
Girl, you pass.
What the heck?
That's a good babysitter to me. Like, I'm kind of torn here because at the end of the day, this is someone's kid. And yes. They get to decide what they want with their kid. So if this dad says it's wrong or the mom, whatever, that's cool. But it's like you really didn't do any harm.
It's not like she was teaching them how to roll joints or something.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's definitely, that'd be a lot worse. So see, you're right.
I don't even know how to do that, Gerald. So I can't teach them.
But it's a gateway. This is the gateway. First, you teach them how to play beer pong. Next thing you know, they're rolling up salads.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's it. All starts from here. You all should be ashamed of yourselves. They're children.
Listen, I'm a parent. If I had a sitter watching my kids that were playing beer pong, I wouldn't. Or not even beer pong. What did you call it, by the way?
Oh, I just said, we're going to play this game. Here's how you play. Okay. I didn't give them a name.
Okay. Because there's no name. It's beer pong.
I explained the rules, right. You know, and I was like, all right, you're heating up. You're heating up. They're like, what does that mean? We had a good time.
Yeah, if I walked in on that, Carla, I would have, you know, first of all, I wouldn't have had any problem with it. And if I did, it's kind of like what Gina says. I would explain that to you. Hey, next time, let's not do pong with the kids.
Right.
But I wouldn't be mad at you, per se.
Yeah. Right. See? At least we weren't, like, doing, like, rage cage.
What is that?
That's the next time I take care
no,
of
it. No, it's not. It's never going to happen again because this is wrong.
I'm ready to change my answer.
Oh, no, Gerald, no.
That's right.
Oh, no.
It's clean fun.
Better hang up before he does.
We use blue cups instead of red cups.
Oh, looks like we're going under a tunnel. Oh, we're no. breaking out, Gerald. Bye.
Bye.
So what do you think?
833-730-6370.
Team Pong, nothing wrong with what Carla did. Or Team Wrong. You absolutely think she should never babysit ever again. Let the morning mess know. Taking more of your calls. I do know what we're talking about right now, guys. There's some girl on the line who's hot right now. Who's so mad at Carla right now. Cynthia, we're going to be right with you, okay? She definitely wants to talk, I don't know, to you, but maybe at you, Carla, okay?
And I'm here to listen.
Hopefully you enjoyed your Father's Day weekend. I know there's certain parents that didn't have a good Father's Day weekend because of Carla. You had a little babysitting situation, and we are asking you, morning messengers, listening to the show. We appreciate you. Are you team Pong or team Wrong? Again, explain what you did, Carla.
I was babysitting, and I decided to play a very innocent game with my cousins that I was babysitting.
Girl.
The game was beer pong. No. Now, there was no beer involved, so we'll call it cup pong. We were just throwing the ball.
It's beer pong, girl. You essentially talked them about that. If they didn't play with beer now, they're going to play with beer tomorrow.
They're 7-9.
Yes, so they're definitely not going to play with beer tomorrow. Mm. But the options are team pong, you think that I was fine because there was no beer in the cups, or team wrong and you're with Anisha.
And it seems like you might be with this girl, Cynthia. I know which way she's going to sway, and she wants to talk to you. Carl, you ready?
No.
Cynthia, which team are you on? What's going on?
I am absolutely 100% team wrong. Oh. This is not acceptable. Absolutely not acceptable. This is alcohol paraphernalia, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Think about what you are teaching these kids. First of all, when you're babysitting them, it is your 100% responsibility to keep them safe and to not teach them anything irresponsible. And this is 100% irresponsible.
I don't know about that.
They now recognize this game. And imagine if they go somewhere else and they see people playing the game and they don't know that there's alcohol in it, then they go and they drink it and now they're drinking alcohol.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry, but listen. Was it Karen? Karen, listen.
No.
Listen, Carla's trying to raise these kids, help raise these kids to be winners. When they do eventually going to play these kids, they're going to win.
Yes, of all the skills to teach.
Listen, there are so many other things you could have done with those kids besides teach them beer pong.
Girl, like what?
So many things. You could play house.
She's like, girl, play house. Let's take it back to square one.
No, listen, I did these kids a favor. I understand that most times they don't learn this until college, but think about it this way. Now they're so good at it, practicing at a young age, that when they do get to college, they won't get drunk and it won't be dangerous for them.
What are you talking about? Because they're going to get drunk even before then.
No. And they didn't have any alcohol. They were safe. It's not like I was telling them to act drunk. They had no idea what the game was. We were just putting cups in balls and they thought it was fun. I mean, sorry, putting balls in cups.
I was like, wow, that's hard.
I didn't even notice. I didn't call you.
Now that's a skill.
That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you learn beer pong at a young age. Don't do it, kids.
I was the parent of those kids, and I found out that that's what went on while you were babysitting my child. You would never be back. So.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we family, so they don't got a choice.
Well, Cynthia, you don't need Carla's babysitting services, what you're telling us.
Absolutely not.
Okay, you know what, Cynthia? And I was going to give you a good rate, too. Not anymore.
All right.
She said keep it.
Yeah, she hung up. Okay, wow. She came in hot.
And she's right.
She's not.
Period.
The kids were fine.
Okay. The kids are not okay.
Hey, it's time for the results, folks. All right, we told you to comment at The Morning Mess on Instagram. We're tallying up all the votes on these phone lines here. Carla, What are they saying?
I'm very proud to announce that we asked you at the morning mess if you are team Pong or team Wrong. And a little over 75%
what?
Said team Pong.
There it is.
No, you didn't.
They have spoken.
Can we recount? Where's the audit?
Yeah, I said, listen, I'm a parent. If I did have a problem, I'd ask you not to do it again. But I don't think you did anything. There was no beer involved. And you didn't drink. You weren't drunk.
Exactly. I was sober. The kids were sober. We were just playing a game because we were bored. And I didn't just want them watching TV.
I want you to call the cousin. Can we share this information with your cousin that had the problem with you teaching him Pong?
Oh, I would love to.
What?
She likes to rub it in the face, baby.
Yeah.
That just happened.
We're going to call the cousin and tell her she's wrong, man. Most people does not see anything wrong with what Carla did. We're calling Carla's cousin up next, Morning Mess. Carla, it's time to call your cousin.
Dang right it is, because I'm right. Ball's back.
All right.
What?
Two cups.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just anxious for you to tell your cousin that you were right and she was wrong and see how she feels as a parent. Ready?
Ready.
Hello.
Hi, prima. It's Carla.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Are you still mad at me? Let's start off with that.
I mean, I don't know.
She's mad.
Okay, so here's the thing. So you were a little upset. I know your husband was way more upset than you were, but I'm just calling to let you know that, by the way, you're on the radio. I should probably tell you that right now.
God.
So we talked about this on the show. We decided to ask the people, our loyal morning messengers, if they were team Pong with me or team Wrong with you and Hubs.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to announce that just like in beer pong, I won. 79% of the people said that it was totally okay, that it was innocent to play.
It was just weird. Can you at least accept it was a little weird? I mean, that's what you chose to play with them?
Well, it was either that or flip cup. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean,
the lesser two evils.
Yeah, I think this one seemed like they taught them aims. What is that one?
It was cleaner. Not yeah. Spill no drinks on the table.
Cleaner. One guy even said it taught them teamwork, so you're welcome.
You are a mess.
So if you want to tell your husband that, make sure you relay the message.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I mean, you know how, like, you have to babysit next weekend, right?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Really? Oh. Okay. You know what, Jessica? Good luck finding someone to take care of your kids for $25.
Why you gotta put your cousin out like that?
Wow.
You charged?
Hey, it ain't free. Someone had to pay for the cups.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I love you, prima. It's all jokes. It's all jokes.
Is it?
All right. I am watching your kids, though.
Yeah, no.
All right. Bye, prima.
Bye-bye.
You just love being right. You just love that.
Looks good on me.
God. The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.